For the past few weeks, there's been a lot of news in the grain markets. So, Kim, what's going on this week?
Well, we still had prices moving up. You look at wheat, we got 15, 16 cent price increases last week. Corn up 11 or 12 cents. Soybeans up 25 cents. We're just continuing that, I would say, a gentle trend upward, and I think that's good.
So what's driving these prices?
Well, there's several things driving these prices. Probably the biggest thing on all the commodities is import demand. I've read several stories about the major importing countries buying ahead. There's one country that's got up to 17 months storage now, just in case the COVID comes in and disrupts the transportation system. You've got talk coming out of Russia. They keep talking about they're going to put in quotas. They talk about they're going to build Russian stocks for, again, to make sure they got plenty of wheat for flour. So you've got the importers. And now I must add on that Russian talk, I read one deal and I agree with it. You got to be careful with information come out of Russia that some people think they may not have complete information right now, but the market's already looking at the 21 crop, and looks like the Ukraine, the Russian, and U.S. Hard red winter wheats acres are going to be down significantly in 21.
You know, here in the States, we've been, the past couple times we've talked with you, it's been mostly about wheat, corn, and soybean, but what's going on in cotton?
Cotton started an uptrend last May. It's been a slow and gentle uptrend. It continues to go up. You look at those cotton prices, they went from 55 cents in May on the futures price to almost 72 cents. So you've got cotton prices coming up, and that's good for the cotton farmers.
So with all, you know, with all those prices and what's happening in Russia and around the world, really, should producers be nervous about product prices?
I think so, because especially wheat, you've got a record world wheat crop, you got record wheat stocks, you've got the importing countries buying ahead significant, maybe twice or more than they've done in past years. At some point in time, if we get this COVID under control, things stabilize a little bit, they're going to have a lot of wheat and they're not going to need to import wheat. And when they quit buying, that price is going down. Drought is driving the prices. Rain makes grain. Who can predict the weather? We get some rains in Russia, in the United States, hard red winter wheat area, Argentina at the right time, our prices will go down. However, if it stays dry and the COVID stays a problem, we could see our prices go higher. So yeah, I'd be nervous about prices. However, I wouldn't worry about it.
So with that, how's the agriculture economic situation?
Well, if you look at the economic situation for, say, wheat producers, the majority of Oklahoma's wheat is sold in June, July, and August. Therefore, the producers aren't getting to take advantage of these higher prices. Hopefully, they're going to have higher prices as we get into 21. But right now, it's doing some good, but not a lot of good for our economy.
All righty, Kim. Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.